The deadly heat wave in Europe gave the UK its hottest day ever yesterday. It touched off dozens of fires, and the London Fire Brigade saw its busiest day since World War II. The heat also caused dangerous damage to infrastructure, transportation especially. Here's Willem Marks from London.
British weather is best known for its grey skies and gentle rain, but the last couple of days saw soaring temperatures smash previous heat records. In southern England, runways buckled, roads melted, and rail tracks bent out of shape. The UK Transport Minister, Grant Shapps, told Sky News Tuesday the country's century-old facilities simply cannot cope.
We've never seen temperatures like this, like literally ever. This will probably be the hottest day in history. And a lot of our infrastructure is just not built for these types of temperatures.
Just north of London, Luton Airport closed its runway Monday thanks to a defect, diverting or cancelling flights. The company that runs the UK's train tracks, called Network Rail, said some rails had hit 144 degrees Fahrenheit. The steel used is only stress-tested to 80 degrees, until now the average British summer temperature. High temperatures mean high risk as rails expand, according to Paul Appleton, the top safety inspector on Britain's biggest railway lines.
If you end up with extreme heat, you can end up with what's called a track buckle. So you literally get what looks like a wave appearing to it, and that can cause the train to derail and jump the tracks. It might just go along a straight line and stay upright, but it might come flying off and end up down an embankment, and then you end up with a serious accident.
So train services were slashed or slowed significantly to ensure safety. The government says climate-resilient upgrades to roads, railways and power lines are progressing, but officials admit those may not finish for decades, and climate patterns are arriving much faster, meaning trains here may run more slowly, far more often. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.